The Minister Designate for Transport, Jifo Ativo, says she has come thus far by the grace of God. Speaking on Radio Ghana's current affairs program last night, she expressed appreciation to all ministers who she worked with. Madam Ativo said in the last 4 years, the ministry has chalked up a lot of successes in the maritime, aviation and the metro mass transit sectors. She also touched on her vision for the ministry. Madam Ativo spoke with Kingsley Obinchery.
You know, I was nominated as a deputy minister in the year 2009 to support the minister to develop the Better Ghana agenda. And I can mention that in the maritime sector, we have had a lot of achievements going on the Volta Lake, the numerous accidents that were taking place. We've been able to curb it by putting measures in place, training our youth to work assiduously to ensure that there's no more overloading. Go to the aviation sector. There's been a lot of improvement. I go to Metro Mass. I mean, for the first time, Metro Mass has been able to procure 150 buses from their own internally generated funds. I mean, I can go on and on and on.
Certainly, you expect to get the nod. What would be the main thrust of your work for this administration?
Under the leadership of His Excellency John Dramani Mahama, we are going to advance the Better Ghana agenda. And infrastructure is key to the development of this country, because without infrastructure, we can move nowhere. We need the railways, the airports, and we have developed a master plan for the whole Ghana. We will work on the Tekwadi port and the Volta Lake project to enhance the living standards of our people who live along the communities. And I want to take this opportunity to assure His Excellency the President that I will not let him down.
And naturally, Ghanaians will be expecting more, and we also know about that statement that to whom much is given, much more is expected. What do you expect to be the major challenge in meeting all the said goals ahead of you?
During the past 4 years, we laid a solid foundation. All the contractors are in place, so we're now going to go in for disbursement and start the projects that are under the transport sector. So I know it's going to be a big challenge, but I want to assure Ghanaians that a lot of jobs will be created, because we have 40% local content under all these projects, and to give jobs to our teeming youth.
Minister Designate for Transport, Jifa Ativo, speaking on Behind the News last night.
Commenting on the 7 ministerial appointments released by the President yesterday, a lecturer at the Political Science Department of the University of Ghana, Dr. Evans Agridakum, said the President has done well by blending the young and the old. This, he said, will help government to work effectively. On the creation of new ministries, Dr. Agridakum said government must be abreast with current happenings and create appropriate ministries to ensure good governance.
Sometimes we unnecessarily politicize some key issues which perhaps may not address the problems that we have, you know, in the society. If you look at the institutional architecture, we operate in a hybrid system which, you know, more or less places parliament in some sort of subservient position. But nonetheless, you need to court the relationship, you court the friendship of parliament. You need to have somebody who will act as an effective liaison between, you know, parliament and the executive for government business to really function effectively. For me, if you bring that back, some will suggest that it's once again the executive maintaining its foothold over the legislature. And others will also argue that it is also an opportunity for the executive to also have an effective liaison. Whether we like it or not, parliament itself, we need that effective liaison to be able to prosecute its agenda effectively. And so when you have the majority leader in that position, it really facilitates that harmony that you really would need. Because when we talk of even the separation of parliament, even though we are operating a minimalist concept of the separation of powers, It doesn't mean that we are talking about separation of personnel or a watertight separation. You need some synergy. You need serious harmonization of some of the key things in there to be able to prosecute the government agenda effectively.
Lecturer at the Political Science Department of the University of Ghana, Dr. Evans Agridakum.